I just want to say, I just want to thank God for all of you people today being here, and I just want to thank Jesus for dying on the cross for our sins and shedding his precious blood and his resurrection and his promise of everlasting life and his mercy and grace. He is a gracious God and he will live forever. Amen.
Changing things up here today, so now I'm on the far side over here. May 26th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the Mournville Church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school is for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We're looking for more teachers. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Thank you for those who helped with the church cleanup yesterday. We are beginning to prepare for our children's summer jam program that runs from August 12th to the 16th. And we would love it if you were involved. We have a table set up in the foyer if you want a paper registration form or to sign up to help for both adults and youth. We will be having a water baptisms today as part of our church serving this morning. We are excited about what God is doing in each of these people's lives. We will be having another baptism on July 28th. If this is something you would like to know more about, contact the church office or talk to Pastor Lewis. Our next social event will be the church picnic on June the 16th. And if you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
is a really old song, Old Rugged Cross.
Thank you. I lost my order of service. Oh, I gave to write something on. I think I gave it to him. Okay. Well, I'll just wait and see, please.
Good morning. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading. As long as our scripture reading is in, reader is in the building. There she is.
The scripture reading this morning is taken from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 39. And we know that God causes everything to work together for good of those who love God and are called according to his purposes for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he always give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ died for us and has raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.